hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Justine Escape to Reality Podcast.
Justine's Escape to Reality Podcast. We're here. Hi, friends. Traitors. Oh, so good. What a great season.
I want to throw something at the wall every time it's ending.
It's so good. It's like, it's just the right level of like cheese and intrigue stupidity and brilliance. And like, I mean, the scene with Sandra this week, Sandra's showing them the like math with the balls,
Tony Soprano,
and it was like transformative to their minds. They're just like, fuck, she's a genius. I love that.
I thought Kate Chastain was gonna say something smart about it, but she was impressed. Yeah. Like, she couldn't figure that out.
They all were like, holy fuck, Sandra, no wonder she fucking won Survivor. What a genius. It's like, what?
Like, she's solving World War II or whatever boat movie that is, or they hilarious. Crack the code.
Yes.
She's funny. I like her. They don't show her enough, so it could mean that she ends up winning.
There's a lot of people
focus on people.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
well, Pavarti steals the show. I want her to get kicked off so bad. People Pavarti. Like her. I hate her. Pavarti, Party and the Hardy. I don't fucking know.
She would throw Phaedra under the bus in a second, and we must protect Phaedra at all costs.
Name like that.
Yeah.
Life I'd is difficult my enough. My name is Justine. No one calls me Justine. My name is Justin to the rest of the world until you meet me. So if my name was Pavarti, Pavarti, it's like, I want to call her her right name.
You know how you're saying it now? You're saying it like Pavarotti, like the singer.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either. Since I thought it was poverty, I can't not think poverty
in my
head.
I think that's the closest.
It's just such a disservice, whoever named
Pavarti. Pavarti.
It's a horrible
injustice. I don't want to come off disrespectful to if it's not like John, Jacob, Jingleheimer, Schmidt, but
I understand.
It's a hard name.
Yeah, yeah. It's impossible. I mean, I can't imagine the shit me and you get with names. Her name, what must happen to her?
Yeah, Geneva's even worse than Justin.
It's poverty every day on a Starbucks cup. It has to be. Or
Parvy. Out like Drake, I wish. Let's talk about...
So, you want to talk about
that? Okay, so so we'll talk about the Drake video.
Yes.
So it got wiped from the internet. So somebody got into his phone, he leaked it on purpose.
So my screen recording is the one thing we have. I felt so creepy recording that and sending it to you.
I
felt like I was going
to
get
flagged. So you could
get
to it on Twitter. You could.
Yes.
But
somebody sent
those links were
interesting. Somebody sent me a link and it was like, when I opened it, I was able to do it, send it to Justine. She couldn't open it.
Two times.
So I screen recorded it.
And I
like
saw that thing flying around and I flew past it because there's so much porn on Twitter that after it became X, it's gotten way
it's
more
trash.
Porny.
Oh, it's you can't believe anything you read on that platform at
it's
all.
It's a dumpster.
It's all fake. It's a dumpster fire of shit. Yeah, 100%. I agree.
The dark alleyway of life is.
Yeah.
I hate social media, like I've said before, but all of it I hate.
Twitter was always dark, and now it's really taken a turn to like, it almost feels like the dark web or something. It's like, where
does.
Are people actually having conversations?
Like
this can't be the place. Yes, yes.
But I don't know how you could physically have a penis like that and it doesn't show down your leg. You've seen him in concert. Wouldn't you have noticed?
I thought the same thing.
On the side of his leg. John Hamm can't go through life without people noticing.
Right, right.
It's too big and you get no pleasure. No one's mouth can. What do you got to? I feel bad for people with a penis like that. You either become a murderer or it's like either you have a huge penis like that or a tiny little micro and you're in trouble. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
It was jarring to say the least. Very floppy though was the.
And if you were having sex with him, he must always be aggressive. Like it's never enough for him. It's like, well, my vagina is only goes so far. I'm going to end up at the doctor. I don't want you anymore. It's too big.
So we know we're old.
Young. I mean, I would lose my mind if I saw something like that. I mean,
the Twitter reactions I saw of people were hilarious. Like,
it was great. It took
pure comedy.
So my
comedy.
Question is, how does that get leaked?
Right. I bet he sent it to someone and they leaked it.
Oh, he like sent it. Chick. Is he that stupid?
Yes, I think so. I think with women, he's like a degenerate is like the vibe.
And then
I get.
Do they make money? I mean, they just send that out for free.
Right.
How can they?
Yeah, maybe they sold it.
See, Drake is not in my sphere at all. So yeah. Does that look like Drake to you? I could see probably Drake walk down the street and I wouldn't recognize him probably.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely looks like Drake. It's him.
It definitely
Whether they like Photoshop something on there or whatever, that is him.
And he's living
in a house with
mirrored walls.
That
like
was
a
tour bus
I grew up in.
I think it's a
tour
bus.
Oh, that makes sense. It looks like a tour bus and that would make sense. Geneva, are so good. Hire you for an investigative reporter.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. You're so right about that.
Dorian was like, what? Like, he didn't look. I don't think he watched the video, but he was like, oh, Dorian, what? Somebody filming him? That's creepy. I'm like, no, I don't think. He was filming himself.
He was busting all the things because I said that too. And Geneva was like, no. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. So, yeah, and I have another bone to pick
social media.
With you.
Yes.
I should have responded to. You went and saw my man without even acknowledging it or
Bruno Mars.
To me or even messaging me a private message about it. I was heartbroken.
Well, it was a last minute. We popped in. So there's this app, Game Time. People probably are aware of it. But you get like last minute tickets. And so they dropped to like under 200, which is still expensive. But for Bruno Mars, I was like, yeah, we'll go.
How much was it?
Amazing. It was like 160 a piece.
Okay, nice. All right.
It was in the same venue where we saw Gaga, so the Dolby Theater, which is nice. We were like up at the top, but it really didn't matter. Smaller theater, maybe like 4,000 or something. He had his whole, they took phones, which was hilarious. The woman behind us in line was like panicking. She's like,
excuse for that. That's another excuse thing. Tyler,
I can't take any photos.
Send me a video of Bruno Mars.
Yeah, no, I couldn't take any videos.
Anymore.
I took two voice notes from my watch, which I could send you so you could hear his voice.
No, you don't have to.
He was great. He seemed okay.
Tired.
This is maybe because I know he has been busted for cocaine in Vegas. Like this was many moons ago.
Oh,
the fuck up. At one point, he was like, "I could do this." I was like, "You're right." He was hyped up, but it was a great show. I mean, every song's a hit. He's so talented. He danced. He played the guitar. He played the piano. He sang. Obviously,
I wish I didn't get so
really
drunk at the concert I went to. That sucks.
Yeah,
I don't even remember it. I was too drunk.
He was so good.
Did he have a lot of brass and the instruments?
Yeah. Yep. So they had.
That's fun,
he had, like,
right? You don't get that anymore.
No, it was like you had a drummer, a bass, a guitar, the saxophone, and then like backup dancers doing their thing, also playing instruments. It was really good.
Living in Vegas, no it seems there's so much. On our Instagram, it's catered like we live in Vegas, and
so
which I don't mind.
Happening.
But I see a taco commercial on your Instagram that looks so good. Next time, I'll send it to you. The food looks so good in Vegas. You get to go see all of these people. It's a great place to live.
It is, yeah. The food, and the entertainment, and people constantly coming in. Like we're going to go to the Super Bowl experience thing after. We're going to take Sterling later. Probably
That'll
be a fucking
fun.
Nightmare, but. I mean, chaos, but it'll be cool.
It'll be a nightmare to get there, but once you're there, it'll be fun.
Right. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Remains to be seen. All right. Back to traders. How do you feel about the Pete? Like, are you rooting for... You're not rooting for
Pete
off, right?
I love Pete. I'm into someone who is a good person.
I like how he's playing the game.
I'm going to the end. I like a person who's not going to trade on his friends.
Yeah, and he's
beginning,
like denied the request.
Dork, but I'm into Pete. It meant my brother's name, so it's a little weird, but yeah.
I liked him. I like
he's handsome.
Like he's the jester, the ringleader, like him in the room with all of them. They're like, excuse me, you need to leave, and just having these conversations. I love
he's
all that.
He's laying
shit.
Down his
great.
His Drake right there, man.
Yeah, right. 100%. He's telling people what it is. I love it.
Let me think of all the thoughts here. With the Pete thing, if he gets kicked off, I don't like this show kicking off the people who are playing it good. That's what just worries me.
Yeah.
I started watching the first season.
Uh-huh.
Is it following the same exact way Like, did they have the in the middle of when it gets to this point where they didn't do the banishment and they didn't?
They didn't do this.
Don't start Love Islanding us.
I think they did this because people are getting close to figuring it out. So they're trying to like switch up the game because they didn't do that last season. The thing they did at the end of like you each pick somebody to save, they hadn't done that before, which I think is probably because people are getting close to figuring out the traitors and they have to like figure out how to keep the game going. I mean, I think it's the problem is that he got saved, so they can't vote him off, right? And so,
yeah, I got questions about Parvati and how that I'll think of that her. But when when Pete and the Faithfuls,
yeah,
it's funny how they. It seems like the game is solved if they believe they're all Faithfuls. There's not that much else to pick from.
I know. The pool's getting so small. That's what I think producers did that because they're trying to like drop the. I mean, those five.
Unless
which
one
Trishel,
of those traitors
like,
was a real liar.
Right. Even Trishel, the way Trishel has it figured out, like the Bravo people are all going to click up. We got to like pick them off. Blah, 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 blah. So they feel like they're aligned with understanding who the group is, whether they're going to really figure it out. I don't know.
And she's the only one that caught on to Dan throwing Phaedra. We got to talk about that. So Trishel, when they were meeting in that room and he kept kicking people out, I did love that.
MJ coming in. Just standing there. Also, MJ can't button her pants. Did you notice this? The whole time it was driving me nuts. Her jeans were split.
Out of it. That's what I meant by when she's on Andy Cohen Live. I think she may win because she's so in space that I don't think she's getting voted off this week. The way they tried to make it seem like it's her. I don't think it's her. I think she makes it pretty far. But she is a space cadet.
She's nuts. The way she walked in there, like, well, why can't I? And then they're like, all right. And she's like, okay. And she starts running down the hallway. It's like, MJ, what's happening?
She is so funny.
She really
Dan,
is.
Dan, though, what a little prick. He ruined the game in a way because if Phaedra gets, if they don't, they should, hopefully they get rid of Trishel and then that little lead is gone off Phaedra because if Phaedra gets kicked off, I'll be so pissed because of Dan.
Me too.
And well,
yeah. Well, Dan played the game to the end. He was trying. That was the only move he had. And he could have gone for Poverty, I guess. Like, he could have done that.
He should have.
He threw Phaedra under the bus. And
ruined the game.
I know. She handled it like a champ, though. I love the way she dodged it. I thought she did a good job. Like, on the fly.
I think it's a real shitty thing to do, though, to go after the people that you know are the traitors. I don't know. I guess
that shows you who he is. He's
I guess
trash
that's the game.
End.
Right.
Right.
I hated him.
It was the only move he had, and I loved that he got kicked off. I mean, they finally got one and he wasn't gonna last. I mean, even if I don't think
he's
that Phaedra thing would have caught on. Like, so he really did just kind of throw her name out there to fuck her and then left. Because there was no way everybody was gonna switch and be like, ooh, I'm going for Phaedra.
It was messed up. It really pissed me off that it really threw a loop for the game. And I guess that is the game, but someone said, is he not allowed to do that? I wish he wasn't.
Right. Like they couldn't reveal each other. I know.
But that is the game. I can't imagine how he was good at any types of Big Brother. The guy seems like a real loser.
Seems super unlikable. I don't know that. How do you win Big Brother? I have no idea.
I don't even know. People
vote? Only
watched the Celebrity Big Brother and
still all haunts me.
Remember
I can see that
Mark
house
McGrath
in my head.
Cleaning.
That's stupid.
I think about him when when I hear that song. Sirius Radio plays the same horrible music over and over again, and we listen to all I listen to is like 90s music with the kids, so that it's not just cuss words that they'll just repeat over and over again.
Yeah.
The bitch, you even a fart. It's like, yeah, I want them to hear that song. That's all I'll hear.
Ice Spice.
I can't get them to shut up about anything. Can't control them.
Oh, God.
The game, I didn't understand the game.
You mean like where they had to pick which one was right?
Clues. Like friends or enemies. What was right and what was wrong? Can you explain that to me?
The friends was right. Enemies was wrong.
Why?
It was because it was written on the wall in the kitchen. That's what they said. What was written on the wall?
Oh, everything was back to the house.
Yeah, from the house.
Okay.
They didn't remember it all. I loved when Sheree got two things. when whoever Sheree was with got caught up and she just ran off into the woods like, oh, hell nah, and like left them behind. I loved that.
It's an extreme thing to scoop those people up and put them terrifying. In those. That's a nightmare.
When they got, was it Sheree? Or no, when they got Phaedra and Phaedra was like, just got scooped up immediately. Was like, all right, y'all, get me out of here now. Like, just
yeah,
like
seriously.
Super calm. Like, get I'm me not the fuck out of this.
They must cut him right away. Get him out of there. They can't. It's an extreme game.
It is. Even just like Sheree wandering around the woods. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. And she's like walking around just like, oh, it's so good. I
when
love
Sheree
that. Lost
picked
and covered
first
in mud.
To be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was blown away.
I was too. Shocked me. Thank God she picked Phaedra. And I loved Phaedra crying about it. It's just full circle for us as friends. it's great.
We'll talk about
I also
Bravo
love CT not Vince. Saving Trishel and not giving a fuck and she's crying
I
about
it
and he doesn't care. That's the CT we all
and
know.
How attractive
and
has he become?
Oh, has he? He's increased you?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Into it?
Him and Pete. I mean, I got heartthrobs after heartthrobs on this show. I am into it. CT,
I'm shocked you're not
I don't
into
know which one I'd pick. I'd pick CT first.
The old
John?
One.
I am into John. I think he's a handsome little firecracker. He probably has a Drake in there. Imagine he's pulling out a Drake. CT is so cute. Him and Phaedra have some chemistry when he goes,
yes,
how are you doing?
They love
and
each
they just
other.
Line
I
right
love
up
it.
And she nuzzles into his little nook. Like, they do have something going on.
Oh, see, I didn't
get
that
vibe.
I get like
then
a...
She calls him Castle Daddy. I think there could be something brewing.
Oh, see, I
think
of
a friendship?
God, they feel like different generations to me. Are they the same age? They probably are, actually.
Yeah. No, they're probably, she's probably 10 years older.
Okay, maybe. How old is Phaedra? I don't even know. I wonder.
I don't think she knows. Like, she lied to us about how pregnant she was.
Yeah, oh, God, I forgot about that. I loved the ending scene with her and Parvati, where she's like, you gotta soft
50.
It up.
Phaedra looks amazing.
Wow.
God
amazing.
Bless.
Okay, so CT can't be 50. God, he might
Let's
be,
see.
Though.
He might be 45.
Let me guess. I'm going to say 46.
Oh.
What?
43.
43.
Johnny Bananas is 41. He seems 55.
God, these are like our peers. I thought they were like 10 years older than us.
Trishel, 44. She's looking great.
Okay. She looks good, too. They look the same, honestly. Yeah, the scene with Parvati and Phaedra at the end in the traitor conversation. I just love that where she's like, you're an ice princess. You got to soften it up. And they're just staring at each other. I just thought that was so good.
You got to soften your heart up.
You got to soften your heart. Just the way she talks to people. So good. We got the taste for blood.
Do they feed them this or is it just the way that this
That's
is going?
That's what I'm wondering. Right?
They're playing into this so good.
I just love this show. I have nothing bad to say. It's all good.
I think they're going for Trishel.
It'd be the right move, I think. MJ serves them no purpose because MJ is on their side and you got to cut those numbers of the people who know who you are.
It makes
you
no
have
sense.
To.
Right.
Right. And
with
MJ, while it may
get
people confused, none of those people are suspecting each other. So they're not going to turn on one another. I really don't think they are.
Anyone
so
in that
the
room,
move.
They shouldn't be cutting. That's so stupid.
I know. They need the numbers. Just like Sander put out, like a third grade math teacher. You have 6 balls. You take one away. What do you have? Like, come on, guys. Remember your lesson. We got to keep it together.
At a parent teacher conference, the second grade teacher did a math lesson. And she's like, we're teaching them to do this. And I was like, this isn't the way I learned it. And I'm lost right now. So,
I've heard
imagine.
That they're teaching math like completely differently now.
It was weird. Like, this is not the way that I learned it. Carry the one. They're like, we're not doing that anymore. It's like,
what was
wrong with that system?
I still carry the one.
I was so lost.
Oh, fuck.
It was weird.
I'm not going to be able
it
to help
really
at all. 0%. A nightmare.
They send home things like your kid needs to be reading and then do this test. It's like, I don't fucking care. I can't keep up with all this anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, you got 3 of them.
God,
it's impossible.
It drives you nuts. And everything's online. There's all these different portals and shit. No, like, send me home a piece of paper.
Yeah, I want
Let
paper.
Johnny write something down.
Yeah, they're not going to know how to write. I barely know how to write anymore. When I write more than a page, my hand... Like a thank you card, my hand's ready to fall off.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. Oh, it really God, is. It's a mess. All right, so what else here? Anything
my
else?
Question is now, so they go through this whole thing. I love the fire thing. That's how the game should end every week. I loved it.
Loved it.
So Pavarti is in the five that are questionable. So who's cutting one of them? And so then there's two people going home. I don't think they would be having the killers, the traitors. I didn't think the traitors were going to pick somebody. I thought they were going to vote or something. I thought little Alan Cummings decided.
Right. I thought they were going to then go to the table and be like, these are the five we can talk about that we could eliminate. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought they were going to do. But now they're going straight to the traitor void. So I don't know what the point was.
And so were Pavarti and
to save Pete?
Phaedra just fake up there and it didn't matter if they were the last? So it's really only four people? The game's a little questionable. Like, let's keep it straight and forward here.
Straightforward. Yeah, I don't know. It does seem like they get to now vote from those four and kill somebody.
And now that we know they sleep in a hotel, it is funny to think of the production. They have Trishel in the silk.
Yes.
Pretend to go to sleep. Like it's Christmas Eve and Santa's coming.
They had Pete holding a stuffed animal in his bed. Yeah. It's like, God. All right, get up. Now go to your hotel room. We'll see you later.
What was Pete's ploy of going in and talking to Phaedra and Pavarti?
I don't know. Maybe he just wants to continue to like see them face to face and like get the vibes.
Another,
you know, like see who's acting suspicious.
When they
said,
I wish we would have picked Kate, I wish that they would have picked her as a traitor. Oh, I wanted to bring that up. God, anything I've ever said against Kate, I should be getting my head smashed in. But the way that she saved Phaedra at that round table last week was just so fun. And the reason that we ever fell in love with Kate.
That's true. She was great. She shot down like every part of his argument and just like shut it down. She was good in that scene. And I think she'd be a great traitor.
Yeah, she would be excellent.
Yes, she'd be great.
So Bergalicious really was problematic too. And she's just gotten there and she's just interrupting. And I know, you got to love her for it.
She's a powerhouse. She is. I just think they brought her in like Oprah was joining the show, you know? And it's like, it's Kate.
Yeah.
They overdid it, but just let her do her thing and she's entertaining all day. Like, I have no problems with her.
And I feel really bad. I feel bad for what's happened to Captain Lee in his life, but I hate him and his voice makes me nuts and I can't look at him anymore. And so that she's affiliated with him, she was bugging me. But now I'm back to loving her.
Okay. Well, you're a flip-flopper, if anything. That's one of your tried and true qualities. Oh, the one line I liked from this episode from Pavarti was when she was like, I'm wearing my predatory headband. She was wearing like a leopard headband. Leopard. Yeah, it was like, you're nuts.
What is with all these dumb headbands?
I don't know. Headbands over 12 years old should not be worn.
You can wear it on Easter. That's it.
I guess. Like,
who wants to wear it? It drives you
nuts. Christening or something. It hurts behind your ears. Like tight
like
on your head.
These babies that people. I only had boys, but if you had
the bows and shit.
Let the little girls' heads breathe. They don't want to be wearing that shit. How
giant
tight is that on them?
On their forehead.
Who cares if it's a boy or a girl? You got a girl. Eventually, everybody will know. Relax.
Yes, I know. It is crazy.
It's weird. It's a weird phenomenon with that.
Yeah. I just overall people go way too. It's a bamboozlement of an industry to think you have to like get a baby dressed all the time. It's one of the biggest crocks of shit.
It is.
Ever.
And
you're buying all this crap.
Gender. I know.
It's ridiculous.
No, it looks like it hurts on a baby after a while.
Oh, God. Those stupid headbands. She's really committed to them, though. She like. Every scene, pretty much. I mean, I guess this episode a little
it's
less.
It's a good shtick, but it would drive
it's
you
recognizable.
Nuts.
I'll give you that.
She have a whole suitcase full of them? I mean,
of course.
Where do you get them all?
12. Got a bunch.
I would like one of those makeup headbands where they push your hair back, the fluffy. That's a great invention, whoever came up with that.
We'll clean up Dorian's sink area. Everyone's, you know, like if I'm cleaning up, I'll clean up his sink. It's always like, it's like there's water just like, everywhere. Like there's water down the front. It's on the mirror. I'm like, how is this possible? And then the other day, like usually when he washes his face, I'm like, not in there. He's just like, it's like he's in in a water
Noxzema commercial.
Yes. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, you're not usually here to like ruin my vibe. He's like really like throwing
men in
the
bathrooms
water
onto are disgusting.
Face. It was ridiculous. I was just
facial
like, no
hair everywhere.
So much sense. Oh yeah, the hair.
I hate
but just
it.
Like the way he was cat. It was like he was literally yeah, like the Noxzema commercial just like water everywhere. Oh, it's maddening.
It's just terrible.
All right, is that it on traitors? What else? Man,
I'm trying to think if we missed anything last episode. I love
last episode was great.
What's her name? Not Maria. Who's our Griselda?
Who's our Griselda? Sofia Vergara?
No, but on the show we said her name. The one who, with the balls.
Sandra. She yes.
Sandra. I really am growing to like her. I wish they would show her more. And I'm surprised that Kevin, they're making him look like he's a leader of the pack.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Kevin running around. I can't deal with Kevin.
Almost
really
winning.
Can't. He's made it farther
John.
Than I thought.
I don't see John as Mr. Trustworthy, but maybe he is.
Yeah.
They need to show us more of these people's real bond building.
Yeah. They're just following, which makes a good show. They're just following like who's on the hunt
game.
For the traitors, and the other people are kind of secondary, but it is great. You know what I liked from last week talking about Kevin was when Kevin and Trishelle both saw the shield and they both started like sprinting over and he's like pushing her out of the way. And like, I loved that shit like that. I like to see. It's great.
I think Trishelle was in like wrestling. I think she did like WWE bullshit.
I feel like you're right.
And so I think she could beat a bitch up. I could see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She did the challenge. She knows how to do a physical challenge. That She knows what she's doing.
She is very pretty. Doesn't look like she's aged a day.
I know. I was looking at her face when her and CT were talking. I'm like, man, she looks the same.
I felt bad for her. It was cutthroat what he did.
Yeah.
And I hope she comes back to rip him a new one, but I think she's going home.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I hope it's not MJ.
We'll talk more traitors next week. We love it. We'll be back before you know it.
Adios.